I'd invite you to join me in a moment of prayer. Loving God, it is unimaginable, incomprehensible, mysterious, and miraculous, and yet was made real for all the world. You, the God of all creation, came to us in the most personable way possible, living as one of us. Born in a stable to parents who were alone, afraid, even scandal-plagued, your Son, O God, arriving intent to live a life like ours, yet so different than us. This Christmas, O God, may the Christ child be born in our hearts, maybe for the first time, maybe in a brand new way, maybe for the first time in a long time. This Christmas, help us experience the reality of your love, a gift so unconditional it loves us just the way we are, a gift so transformational it just can't help leave us that way, a gift so powerful nothing can ever separate us from it. This Christmas, empower us to follow Jesus in all that we do as we share his love every day, as we do so with all of our quirky imperfections, as we act in ways that amaze even us through your grace. Let us receive, celebrate, and share the gift of Christmas this day and every day. Amen. Each year we gather on Christmas Eve to celebrate a holy night, a night filled with sacred moments, familiar music, an adorable angel, the glow of candles, a room filled with family, friends, and neighbors. There are so many sacred moments. I'm sure your holiday also has sacred moments that take place other than here, moments maybe shared around a tree. Maybe that phone call when you get to catch up with folks. Maybe that moment as you're preparing things in the kitchen together, or a meal shared at a dining room table. There are so many sacred, holy moments that are a part of this time of year. There's so much that goes into the holiday season. I mean, let's be honest, there are places to be and things to do even now, and yet here we are. We have all made time to be right here, right now. Whether it's your tradition to do so, whether it's your first time making this part of your holiday, whether you can't imagine being anywhere else, or if you're a plus one to someone who couldn't imagine being anywhere else, thank you for being here tonight to be a part of something special. Tonight we share in and take our place in the Christmas story. It is a story that's told in so many different ways this evening. We get to hear the Christmas story in our scripture as the Gospel of Luke tells us good news of great joy. We will experience the fulfillment of the gift of Christmas as we share in communion. We pass the light from the Christ candle around this room as we symbolically receive and share the light of the world told in the story. You know, the Christmas story is also in the music that we sing. You may have noticed the hymns are intentionally synced up with the scripture. We hear that Mary and Joseph head to Bethlehem, and then we sing away in a manger. The angels proclaim, and then we sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. The shepherds take their journey, and we sing the first Noel. The story is in the music. One of the other songs that tells us the Christmas story is O Holy Night. It's a part of every Christmas Eve service that I have a hand in planning. Because for me, it doesn't feel like Christmas until I've heard O Holy Night echoing off the walls. And this year, the lyrics of O Holy Night offer us a powerful and needed invitation. For tonight, as Christ appears, we are invited, as the words of the song say, to let our souls feel their worth. You know, the song also points out, the world is weary as we pine for something more. Now, those words have always been there in the lyrics of the song. Long lay the world in sin and error pining. But this year has really left me feeling that way. I don't know about you, but this year has been very long. The year has been filled with all sorts of shortcomings and error. And people are not just wanting. No, this is a good time to use that word that's so seldomly used. We're pining for something more out of life and what the world can be. And in this situation, in this moment, in this feeling, this is the Christmas story. This is Christ's story. Because this pining for something more, the uncertainty and frustration in our world, is a reality that God has responded to before. These are cries that have echoed throughout humanity's history. We hear it in the words of the prophet Isaiah that were shared as the light came in. As the prophet describes a people who feel like they're just walking in darkness, pining for the world to be made right and for there to be light that shows them the way. Hundreds of years after Isaiah, we see it in the realities of Judea, that lovely little kingdom where Jesus would be born. Oh, Judea was sacked and dealing with all sorts of miscellaneous issues. You know, just a little tyrannical leadership, religious division, and a country full of people not sure where the future would take them. It's the setting of our Christmas story. That's the reality Jesus was born into. Long lay the world pining for something more. And while Jesus would be many things nobody expected, and while Jesus would be things many people did expect, one clear intent of his birth, whether expected or not, was that God is with us. And with God being with us, our souls are invited to feel their worth. Christmas is about God looking at our world, looking at us, recognizing our need and offering us more than we ever could imagine. Because God believes we are worth it. You are worth it. You are worthy of a hope that calls you into a bright future. You are worthy of experiencing a peace that is beyond our understanding amidst whatever storms life might be throwing at you. You are worthy of love. Love that accepts you exactly as you are for who you are. You are worthy of good news of great joy. God believes so. You know, and when our souls can feel their worth, when our souls are assured in this way, it then changes how we see not only ourselves, but those around us. You know, it is easier to see the worth of others when you understand the worth you carry yourself. Because no longer do we need to see others devalued to feel better relatively. No, we know our worth. We can cherish the worth of others. When our souls feel their worth, we recognize that God believes we are worthy, not only of God's love, but worthy of then bringing hope to the hopeless, bringing peace to the troubled, love to the forgotten, and joy to the weary. You know, for just as God has entrusted us with a baby in a manger, so too God is entrusting us with the job of carrying out that baby's legacy, a legacy of hope, peace, love, and joy. A legacy of welcome, justice, and mercy. God is entrusting us with the job of carrying out that baby's legacy. That's why members of our congregation were in Civic Center Park this morning, providing lunch to those who are hungry or without a home. That same call is why members of our congregation spent last night providing dinner and childcare, music and lodging, as we work with a program called Family Promise, who works to keep homeless families together while they transition into housing. It's why we grow and harvest food throughout the neighborhood to provide fresh vegetables and fruit for the hungry. It's why this congregation led all of the Front Range and all of North Carolina in raising more than 1 million donations for local food pantries. This call to carry out that baby's legacy is why, amidst increasing violence in our country, we hosted a vigil to claim that community and relationship are stronger than violence or separation. And I tell you, there is always a place for you to join us in these opportunities, because God believes we are all worthy of Christ's life and Christ's legacy. That's why this congregation seeks each and every day to build a home where all belong. One of the fun ways we're doing this, and some of you may not have heard about this yet, instead of redeveloping our property for a profit, you know, like selling the parking lot and the garage that we own, we've decided instead to reinvest for a purpose, to create a hub for all things Highlands. Because we believe our community is worthy of a space for people to be together. A space where children can play and families without a home can get a fresh start. A place where people can work together. The neighborhood can gather for pottery classes or block parties or support groups or whatever else brings us together in real community and relationship. We invite you to be a part of making this happen. Join the neighbors, the businesses, the members of this congregation who are making this great thing happen through their generosity. Whether with a one-time gift or a giving over time, I invite you to visit our website, find out more about what we're dreaming, and join us in it. You see, here at Highlands United Methodist Church, we do these things because our souls feel their worth, and we see worth in every soul. Our friends without homes, those called homeless, they are worthy of dignity, respect, and opportunity without being told to just move on. Those who arrive from other countries, who speak other languages, they are worthy of hospitality and relationship and the ability to contribute to a future that we all share in. People who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, or queer, they are worthy not only of the right to marry and to use whatever bathroom they identify with, but worthy of not being denied services from businesses because of who they love. Women are worthy of earning what men do. People of color are worthy of the same treatment white men get. Those with mental health issues are worthy of comprehensive treatment, support, and care. This list goes on and on and on. Because the sin and error has gone on and on and on for far too long. And I hope that you are pining for something more. This Christmas, this holy night as Christ appears, you are invited to let your soul feel its worth and invited to pass that light on to each and every soul you encounter in this world. That's why we light candles and symbolically pass the light around this room. Yes, it is beautiful and sentimental, but we light candles tonight to remind ourselves that each of us are worthy of carrying the light of God's hope, peace, love, and joy. And we then pass the light to remember that each and every person is worthy of that light. And that we all are worthy of carrying it out into a world that sometimes feels a little too dark as we share it. This is a holy night, a night divine, the night when Christ was born. And God offers us more than we can imagine because we, in the world, are worthy of a holy night. Amen.